This is Anti Lila Chaitanya Bhagavat, verses 498, and through many verses here, the prayers of Devananda. Devananda was previously an offender to Shrivas Pandit, and now he's admitting that. Chapter 3, Anti Lila, verse 498. So, reading about this wonderful Lila of Devananda Pandit Mahaprabhu. And now Devananda is going to offer prayers to the Lord because he's attained audience with Lord Gauranga. And by the mercy of Rukreshwara Pandit, because Devananda served him, he has some understanding of the Lord's preeminence and unique position. So now he's making some confession to the Lord and begging for his mercy. Shuni vipra Devananda prabhura vachan jura haste lagi lena karite stavan. Devananda Pandit folded his hands and offered prayers to Gauranga. Jagat udhara lagi tume kripa moi navadripa maje asi hoila udhai. O Lord Gauranga, you are most merciful. Udhar. You're Jagat Udhar. You have appeared in Navadvip to deliver the people of the entire universe. Your Kripa Maya. Kripa Maya. Your Kripa Maya. You're made of mercy. Concentrate. You are, your very form is the form of concentrated mercy. Muni Papi Deva Doshe Toma Na Janilun Tomara Parama Nunde Vachita Hoilun Sarvabhuta Kripaluta Tomara Svabhav. E magantomate hokanurag ekanivadanna prabhu chamaracharan ki kari upai prabhu balahapan. He says, my Lord, I could not recognize you because I am sinful and unfortunate. I was therefore deprived of the opportunity to relish transcendental happiness in your association. He's living in Navadvip Mandal, just a few kilometers, a boat ride away from Mayapur, hardly a few kilometers, across the Ganga, 15-minute boat ride. And a whole party was going on over there, a Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan party. They were dancing, crying, laughing, rolling on the ground, relishing Harikatha together, nocturnal kirtans in Srivas Thakura's house. And Mahaprasad, such wonderful Saru Sangha, Anand, bliss. And he was deprived because he's Naparadi, sinful. You are by nature compassionate to all living entities. I beg that I may have attachment for you. O Lord Gauranga, I have one request at your lotus feet. Please instruct me. Muni Asarvagya Sarvagyara Grantalahi Bhagavata Padan Apane Agyahai. I am the most ignorant person, but yet I was foolishly teaching the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a book meant for the most intelligent persons. I'm proud of my teaching the Bhagavatam, but actually I'm an ignorant fool, less intelligent. Oh my Lord, please instruct me. How should I recite the Bhagavat? Kiva vakayinu padayimu vakimane iha more agya prabhu kara apane. Oh Gauranga, oh my Lord, oh Prabhu, how should I explain the Bhagavatam? And what should I teach? Oh my Lord, kindly instruct me. Shunitana Vakya Gora Chandra Bhagavan Kahite Lagila Bhagavatera Praman. Hearing Devananda's petition, Gora Chandra Bhagavan began to quote evidence from the Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is asked a question. How should I teach the Bhagavatam? Because he's a smarta. So he was asked a question by Devananda Pandit. All right, I realize I don't understand what I'm doing, although I'm doing it. I'm proud. I'm famous. I have pratishtha. Devananda Pandit, the famous, he's the Pandit, he's the Bhagavat Pandit. And we read earlier, all he talks, the only book he ever talked on was Bhagavatam. So now he's 40 years old, he's been speaking on the Bhagavatam for 30 years. Giving Bhagavat Pat for 30 years, thousands of people hearing him. Now he's admitting, I don't know what I'm teaching. Can you please instruct me? I'm foolish, I'm unintelligent. I don't even know the Bhagavatam. Because if I knew the Bhagavatam, I'd know it as a Bhagavat. Because the Bhagavat, 11th canto of Bhagavatam, tells how to distinguish the different types of devotees. I couldn't even, I thought Srivasa Thakura was an offender, an aparadi, an ordinary rickshaw wala from Navadvip. So I threw him out of my katha. What do I know about Bhagavatam? I don't, I'm a fool, I don't know anything. I can't even see who's a Kanishtha, Madhyam, or Uttam. This is the Uddhava Gita, in the Bhagavatam. There's so many other places, all the characteristics. So many classic devotees are described in the Bhagavatam, which are illustrating. This is Dhruva Maharaj, is Sakama Bhakta, and then Prahlad Maharaj, he's a Shuddha Bhakta, and there's all different kinds of categories of Bhaktas described. Ambarish Maharaj, all different types there. Dasya Bhaktas, and Sakama, and Gyan Mishra Bhaktas, and Karma Mishra Bhaktas, they're all there. So I'm studying it all, but I have no ability to see or understand anything. And ecstatic symptoms are described there also. What do you think the 10th canto is all about? And so many other places it describes the ecstasies of the Mahabhagavats and the Avadhuts and the Bhagavatam, but yet Devananda Pandit had no understanding or perception or realization of any of it, so he couldn't apply it in his life. What's theoretical knowledge without applied knowledge? What's jnana without vijnana? It's just not much value. Pratyaksha bhagavam dharmyam. It's supposed to be pratyaksha. Bhagavad Dharma, we say Bhagavad Dharma. The Bhagavatam is the basis of Bhagavad Dharma, and Bhagavad Dharma is supposed to be pratyaksha. Pratyaksha bhagavam dharmyam susukama kartamavya. Krishna says in Gita, there's no more secret knowledge in the Bhagavatam. The Brahma Gita, the Chitra Japa, and Udgurna of Radharani and Mahabhava. This is the most secret, topmost Siddhanta of all Siddhantas. The Prem Siddhanta of Radharani's Mahabhava. And that's in the Bhagavatam. That's really Guya. That's really Rajavidya, Rajaguya. That's the most secret of all secrets and the highest of all knowledge. But that knowledge is pratyaksha, it's manifest in people and devotees and Mahabhagavats. So you're studying the Bhagavatam, Devananda, my dear Devananda Panditji. But where's your manifestation of that Bhagavad Dharma? You're not a Bhagavata. Bhagavata means you understand who is a Bhagavata, and you understand where is Vishnu, where is he manifesting, and how is he manifesting, in whom. So he admits that before Lord Chaitanya, he's come clean. He's surrendered. He's admonishing himself and saying, Lord Chaitanya, please describe how to instruct. So now Lord Chaitanya, as the true pramanic preacher that he is, he's going to cite the praman, or the proof or evidence of Shastra at the back of his statements. So he's going to use the Bhagavatam itself to describe how to teach the Bhagavatam. he's saying, you're such a fool, you're asking can you please instruct me how to teach the Bhagavatam? Well, the very Bhagavatam you've been studying teaches you how to teach the Bhagavatam. Imagine you have this textbook, you're reading this textbook, and you go to a teacher, can you teach me about this science? And he said, that's the book you're holding. It's all about that science. Oh, sure. So then he says, on hearing his words, he says, Shunitana Vakya Guru Chana, he said, Bhagavat Praman. When he heard his question, well, you have a question? I will quote Praman. I will quote the Bhagavat. I will answer your question by quoting the Bhagavatam, which you're supposed to know, which you're speaking on all the time. Shunavipra Bhagavate, e vakaniba. Bhakti bina ara kichu muke na aniba. Hey, Panditji, suno. You're teaching the Bhagavatam, and the Bhagavat, and it says you should not. According to the Bhagavatam, you should not explain anything other than devotional service. So how is it you're preaching about family life and the art of living and so many crazy things people concoct when they give Bhagavad Saptahas? Be nice to your wife. Be nice to your husband. pay your taxes, and nothing about bhakti, nothing about sense control, nothing about regulations, niyam, yamas, asanas, nothing about yoga. Bhagavatam is all about yoga. Gyan Mishra Yoga, Karma Mishra Yoga, all yogas are there. Sankhya Yoga, Mystic Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is the essence of Bhagavatam. So you give so many classes and they just tell you, be a nice guy, enjoy. Sing a bunch of songs and people feel happy, cry, laugh. Bring out some kids and do some Krishna Leela with some kids in the 10th canto. And act the Rukmini, and portray Rukmini Harana, the stealing of Rukmini. And Rukmini Vivaha, these are the basic topics of any saptaha. Rukmini Haran Leela, kidnapping Rukmini, Rukmini Vivaha, Bal Leela of Krishna, Rasa dance, this is standard topics, every single sapta. And the songs that go with it, and everyone, it's so nice. Gujarati songs, Punjabi songs, whatever the clientele is. Where's the bhakti? And then the reference is given in Canto 2, Chapter 7, verse 51 through 52. Maybe Panaji. Second Canto, Chapter 7, verse 51 and 52. Maybe we can hear. And then, so he's giving, these are references. In other words, he's speaking in Bengali, Lord Chaitanya, but he's actually quoting, he's paraphrasing, he's putting his own words. In other words, verses, Second Canto, Chapter 7, verse 51 through 52, what do they teach? They say what Lord Chaitanya just said. The Bhagavatam doesn't teach anything else but bhakti. That's the beginning, middle, end of the Bhagavatam. And that bhakti begins with Nam Sankirtan. The beginning, middle, and end of Bhagavatam are all about Nam Sankirtan, which is the basis of bhakti, Krishna Nam. And Kali Yuga, bhakti means Nam Sankirtan. And then he says, in other words, he's just saying Bengali, because there's, Devananda is speaking Bengali, he's answering in Bengali. So he's not, but then the purport is telling, this is the verse he's summarizing. You follow? Now here's the next praman he gives, more Bhagavat praman in Bengali. Adi madhya ante bhagavate ekai Vishnu bhakti nitya siddha akshaya avyai. This is a paraphrase of Canto 12, chapter 13, verse 11. Lord Chaitanya said to Devananda, in the beginning, middle, and end of the Bhagavatam, Vishnu bhakti is described as eternally perfect, nitya siddha, inexhaustible, akshaya, and infallible, avyaya. 12, 13, 11. O Narada, the science of God, Srimad Bhagavatam, was spoken to me in summary by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it was spoken as accumulation of Krishna's diverse potencies. Please expand this science yourself. Please describe the science of Godhead with determination and in a manner by which it will be quite possible for the human being to develop Krishna Bhakti. Sri Krishna is the super soul of every living being and the summum bonum and source of all energies. Narada Muni is instructing his student Vyasadeva about the Bhagavatam he's about to write. Now we have this verse, Canto 12, Chapter 13, verse 11. From beginning to end, the Srimad Bhagavatam is full of narrations that encourage renunciation of material life, as well as nectarine accounts of Lord Hari's transcendental pastimes, which give ecstasy to the saintly devotees and demigods. So the Bhagavatam is not encouraging Singapore shopping sprees. The Bhagavatam is encouraging tyag, renunciation. So why sugarcoat it with bhog? Give the straight medicine. Anante brahmande sabe satya vishnu bhakti mahapralaye ojara taki purna shakti. Mahaprabhu goes on about the Bhagavatam. This is what the Bhagavatam, my dear Devananda Pandit, you've been studying and speaking, giving Bhagavad Saptas for 35 years or 30 years. Guess what? This is the Bhagavatam. Now you're finally hearing, you're finally attending MIHE, Mahaprabhu's Institute. Mahaprabhu's Institute of Higher Education. MIHE. Mahaprabhu's Institute of Higher Education. The first student was Devananda Pandit. Actually, there were so many students. There's Venkatabhatta and the Buddhacharya and so many all over India, Tapanamishra and so many students everywhere. But Sarvam Bhattacharya, etc. So Mahaprabhu is telling him as it is, this is the Bhagavatam as it is, as you don't know it, as you never knew it, Devananda. This is the Bhagavatam as is, like so many Bhagavad Gitas came out and so many people are teaching the Bhagavad Gita as it's not and as it never was. Then Prabhupada came out and taught the Bhagavad Gita as it is. All right, and our British audience would say, as it is. Bhagavad Gita as it is. If you're from the Queen's land, we are in the Queen's land. Vrindavane Sri Radharani Ki Jai. And we are speaking as it is. Because our Guru Maharaj said, as it is. So this is the teaching of the Bhagavatam. Devotional service to Vishnu is the only truth throughout the innumerable universes. It remains fully potent even during universal devastation. Mokshadiya bhakti gopya karinarayane hena bhakti na jani krishnara kripa vine. Mahaprabhu goes on to illuminate Devananda Pandit. Narayan awards liberation but hides devotional service. Moksha diya, bhakti gopya, kare narayane. So Narayan does. He easily gives moksha, but bhakti is hidden. Dharmena tattvam nihitam guhayam. Dharmena tattvam nihitam guhayam. That the truth of Dharma is hidden in the hearts of the devotees. Guha, guha. Guha, gufa. Gufa, guha. Gopya. Gufa, goof. It means hidden, secret, confidential. So that what is the highest truth of Dharma is prema, prema dharma. Moksha dharma, moksha dharma. Moksha dharma, that's not the highest truth. Paramatma dharma, that's not the highest truth. Prema dharma, that's the highest truth. Radha Krishna Yugal Seva and the groves of Vrindavan. That's the highest perfectional truth. So he's saying that Narayan gives that, but he hides devotional service. One cannot attain bhakti without the mercy of Krishna. In answering Devananda's questions, Mahaprabhu said, bhakti is the sum and substance of the Bhagavatam. Bhakti is eternally perfect, devoid of deterioration. And even when the universal is devastated, bhakti is never lost. By awarding material enjoyment and liberation, Narayan keeps bhakti hidden from the living entities. Without the mercy of God, there is no possibility of attaining bhakti. This reference here is 5.6.18. Bhagavata Shastre se bhaktira tattva kahe teni bhagavata samakon shastra nahi. Because the Bhagavatam glorifies bhakti, there is no literature equal to it. There's no literature in the entire world equal to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah. These are the teachings of Lord Rishabhadev to his 100 Kshatriya sons. My dear King Rishabhadev, the Supreme Person Mukunda, is actually the maintainer of all the members of the Pandu and Yadava dynasties. He is your spiritual master and worshipable deity, friend and director of your activities. To say nothing of this, he sometimes serves your family, that means he, Krishna, serves your family as a messenger and servant. This means that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, worked for you just like an ordinary servant. Anyone who gets the favor of Krishna easily attains liberation. But Krishna does not give Sakshat Seva very easily. Shukadeva is telling this to Parikshit Maharaj. So that's the same, that's the verse Lord Chaitanya is saying. Narayan easily gives liberation but not bhakti. So that's the point. All these verses in Bengali are simply, they're actually paraphrased of the Bhagavat Praman. And all the references are given here. Text 5:10 in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Jena rupa matsya korma adi avatar avirbhava tiro bhava jena ta sabhar he mata bhagavata karo kritanai avirbhava tiro bhava apane hai. Gurunga goes on. As the various incarnations of the Lord, headed by Matsya and Korma, appear and disappear, Avirbhav, Tirobhav, the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is not composed by man, Bhagavat Karo Krityanai, appears and disappears by its own sweet will. Very interesting. And the reference, several references given here to that this is a paraphrase of 11th canto, chapter 14, verse 3. Krishne swada mo pagate dharma ginali visaha kalo drisham drisham nasha kalo nashta drishamesha puran arko dunoditaha puran arko, ark means the sun. This Bhagavad Puran ark is like the sun, dunodita, udita, duno means it's glistening, it's shining, it's radiant, scorchingly bright like the rising sun in the summertime. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun. It has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna for his own abode, accompanied by religion, dharma, renunciation, etc. People have lost their vision in this dark age of Kali. Should get light from this Bhagavad Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sada mo upagate. Upagate means I'm out of here, man. Means upagate means to go. The question before is, where can we find you? You're leaving. Where are we going to find you? He said, and that was his answer. He said, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. And the book Bhagavat, book Bhagavan. The book, there's the Bhagavan and the Swayam Bhagavan, book Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan is Book Bhagavan, Book Bhagavan is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna Sarup, the Bhagavatam. The Supreme Personality of God had said to Uddhav, by the influence of time, the transcendental sound vibration was lost at the time of annihilation, pralaya. Therefore, when a subsequent creation took place, I again spoke the Vedic knowledge to Brahma, because I myself am the religious principles enunciated in the Vedas. It goes and comes. Avirbhav Tirobhav. Or Chaitanya is saying that verse. Avirbhav Tirobhav. Bhagavatam, he says, Avirbhav Tirobhav, right here. And he said, the Bhagavatam is not compiled, always written by some guy 5,000 years ago. No, this is not right. Aporushya. Transcendental. Eternally existing. Bhakti is eternal, Bhagavan's eternal, the Bhagavat's eternal. Everything else is temporary. Bhakti joge bhagavata vyasara jivai spurti se haila matra krishnara kripai. Gauranga told Devananda. Devananda? Simply by the mercy of Krishna, Krishna kripai, end the devotion of Vyas. The Bhagavatam manifested from the tongue of Vyas, Spurti. Spurti se haila matra. Bhakti yoge bhagavat. Bhakti yoge bhagavat of Vyas energy. We had a Spurti. The whole Bhagavatam was a Spurti. Vyas is Spurti. Sometimes the acharyas say that they use the term samadhi bhashya. Bhashya means language. Vyas was in his samadhi bhashya. In his samadhi bhashya, Krishna samadhi bhashya, Vrindavan samadhi bhashya, he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the 10th canto. So that's why in the previous verse, Mahaprabhu said that karo kritanai. Krita means he wrote. He didn't write it. That's why it doesn't say that Vyas wrote it. He compiled it. He had a spurti, he created out of his own mental factory. Like you write something, you create something out of your mental factory. No, he saw it and he just recorded what he saw. Do I create the picture of the tree with my camera? No, I just take it. I don't create the tree with my camera and take a picture. The tree is already there, and I'm just capturing the picture. So his Bhagavat Muni Krite, the Muni Krite, the Vyas Muni, he was already there. He just took the picture, and in this case, it wasn't a photo. It wasn't an e-book. He didn't give us an e-book. He wrote it with a Sanskrit, you know, in the palm leaves, Krite. So that's why he's a compiler. He's not the author. He's a compiler. The author is Krishna. It's Krishna. It's eternal. Copyright, all rights reserved, Bhagavan. Copyright, Bhagavan. What's the date of the copyright? 00000. Nitya date. Ananta. Ananta copyright. Krishna should put one of those stamps in front of the Bhagavatam. Nobody can Xerox, photocopy, telex, this, that, any form whatsoever. Can anyone copy this book? You ever see these? They have these kind of statements in front of some books. I look at that and say, oh, that's interesting. People are really into guarding their works. You know. Simply by the so that this is Bhagavatam is eternal literature. Even when it appears to be lost in the course of time, by Krishna's mercy, it again appears on the tongue and from the writing of Sri Vyas. This Bhagavatam is incomprehensible to those mortal beings who are punished by Yamaraj. Yamaraj. That's one of the 33 crores of demigods that we hope we don't see. Ishvara tattva jena bhujanena jai emata bhagavata sarva shastre gai. Gauranga goes on. Now he's really in ecstasy. Imagine Krishna, Bhagavan Gaurachandra is Bhagavan Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So when Mahaprabhu is glorifying the Bhagavatam, he's glorifying Krishna. So this is so, and who glorifies Krishna to the best extent? Radharani. So when Mahaprabhu is glorifying, he's in the Radha Bhav. Because as soon as he got initiated and came back from Gaya, which was long before, he's already a sannyas. He's already taken sannyas. He's been in Puri, been around South India, come back again to Kulia to forgive all these aparadis at Aparad Bhanga. Aparad Bhanga Kuliya Gram is Aparad Bhanga Stali, across the Ganga and Kuliya. And he came back to forgive all these offenders like Devananda and illuminate them and elevate them and give them bhakti by his karuna and compassion. But as he's speaking about the Bhagavatam, the history, the eternality of it, and for him, he's in Radha Bhav, he's in the mood of Radharani. Now he's sannyasi, he's completely in Radha Bhav, Mahabhav. So glorifying the Bhagavatam means glorifying her Prananath. Shamsundar is Radharani's Prananath, and the Bhagavatam is Shamsundar. So the Bhagavatam is also Radharani's Prananath. So in this verse, Gauranga really goes on. He says, this Bhagavatam is as incomprehensible as the science of the Supreme Lord. This is the statement of all the scriptures. Bhagavata bhujihena jara achi gyan. Se na janaye bhagavatera praman. One who thinks, I understand Srimad Bhagavatam, he does not know the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Another way of saying that, as Radharani is speaking this through Mahaprabhu, one who says he understands Krishna, he doesn't know the glories of Krishna. Agyahai bhagavate jelaya sharan. Bhagavata Artatara Hayadarashan. If a foolish person takes shelter of the Bhagavatam, the purport of Bhagavatam is revealed to him. So Mahaprabhu indirectly reminds me of Prabhupada. He's speaking in New York. And he said there's a way, Prabhupada is explaining, what is Parokshavad? Prokshavad means speaking. What is indirect speaking? How you can say something, convey the meaning, but indirectly. So, for example, this is a way of saying someone is a fool. Like if I say, Mr. Green, Prabhupada, some Mr. Green, I think he was a lawyer or something in the early days, second half. So for example, if I say, Mr. Green, no intelligent person would have done what you did. So that parokshavad means, indirectly what I'm saying is, Mr. Green, you're a fool. No intelligent person would have done. I didn't say you're a fool, but you have a brain, unless you're really a fool, and you can draw the conclusion, yeah, I was a real mistake. I was a goof. I goofed up. I made a faux pas, a mistake. So here now, Lord Chaitanya, after all these exalted glories of the Bhagavatam, it's the avatars, and it's eternal, and it's nitya, and it's bhakti, and it's yoga, and it's all these things. It's Krishna Sarup. Now he's bringing it back to the actual person, Devananda. So this is what he's saying here. I find it quite humorous, because indirectly he's saying you're a fool. He said, Devananda, if any fool studies the Bhagavatam, he will understand what it means. And Devananda Pandit's whole opening was, I've been teaching it for 30 years. I don't know what it is. Can you please explain what are the teachings? What does it mean? So now Lord Chaitanya is saying, any fool that takes shelter of any damn fool that takes shelter of Bhagavatam, he'll understand the meaning of it. It's automatically revealed to him. Bhagavat art darshan. He has Bhagavat darshan. Bhagavat art darshan. He sees what is the value, objective. What is the objective of the Bhagavatam? What is the prayojana, the meaning and culmination, conclusion of the Bhagavat, the Siddhant. That was a little bit of Mahaprabhu's keeping him a little, making him a little humble. And he was saying, gee, golly, gee, I thought I was a pundit, and I studied the Bhagavatam. Well, I nothing was revealed to me. I must be really a fool. Is he talking about me? Hey, you be talking about me. But now just to get back to the glories of the Bhagavatam, that was a small interlude there, just to make sure Devananda wasn't falling asleep or something. It's called inclusive, called interactive preaching. Lord Chaitanya is an interactive preacher, because he was all glorifying the Bhagavatam, and then the listeners might be thinking, well, what about us? So then he came down a notch. He came down a notch and included Devananda. Oh yeah, well, fools, like any fool could have understood it, but I don't know what that says about you. Prema Maya Bhagavata Sri Krishna Ranga Tahate Kahina Jata Gopya Krishna Ranga. Mahaprabhu, now we have to think: is Mahaprabhu Radharani speaking about the Bhagavatam? Or is she speaking about Krishna? The Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with ecstatic love. It is the body of Lord Krishna. All confidential pastimes of Krishna are described in it. So, you can, in other words, if Radharani is saying that, she's saying Krishna is filled with ecstatic love. And all confidential pastimes are contained within the form of my beloved Krishna. And I relish many of those confidential pastimes. Gopya Krishna Ranga. Gopya Krishna Ranga. That means very secret, blissful pastimes that Radharani enjoys with Krishna in the kunjas of Vrindavan. But in this particular context, externally, because there's internal and external meaning of everything, of all the shlokas of the Srimad Bhagavatam and all the shlokas of the Chaitanya Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Bhagavat, external, internal meanings. That's what the acharyas do. They bring out all the different levels of meaning. And our acharya, our guru, Srila Prabhupada, he told us that we should also be mini junior acharyas, aspiring acharyas, teachers of devotion, exemplary behavior, and realized teachings. Because Prabhupada gave us the command, the divine command, that we should speak and we should study the Bhagavatam and speak on the Bhagavatam from all angles of vision. So if our vision is 200-200, then 200-200. Whatever the angle is, if we're looking out of the corner of our eye, then speak from the corner of your eye. But the realized acharyas like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Sanatana Goswami, Sridhar Swami, and Srila Prabhupada, they give the Bhagavata, they give a straight angle, straight vision, penetrating vision into the inner secrets of the Bhagavatam and the inner recesses of the hearts of the pure devotees that are described and glorified in the pages of the Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatam is filled with ecstatic love. My Sham Sundar is Prema Maya Bhagavan. Prema Maya Bhagavan. Radharani is saying, oh, my Sham is Prema Maya Bhagavan. He is that Bhagavan is filled and saturated and condensed form of Braja Prema. Prema Maya Bhagavan, Prema Maya Bhagavat. Sri Krishna Anga. The limbs of my Sri Krishna, the limbs of my beautiful Krishna, my Krishnaji, he's saturated with prema, his eyes are full of prema, his hair is full of prema, his skin, everything is full of prema, his mind, his heart, his wavy, curly hair is full of prema. And then Gopya Krishna Ranga, the Bhagavatam describes all confidential pastimes, Krishna Ranga. My Lord and I enjoy all confidential pastimes. Because Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela are two sides of one river, two banks of one river. It's a river of Prem Leela. Right? One is Viraha Tata, the bank of separation. Viraha Tata and Sambhog Tata. It's the river, the Prem River. Sometimes the river's on one side. Rivers flowing near one side or flowing near the other side or cuts, you see the Ganga, sometimes it comes and cuts something out of this side. Another season it flows in the rainy, cuts something over on that bank. Cuts away the banks. So the river of Krishna's Leela sometimes cuts into the banks of separation and sometimes cuts into the bank of union, Sambhog or Viraha. So Gaura Leela becomes Krishna Leela becomes Gaura Leela. Audharya becomes Madhurya, Madhurya becomes Audharya. But the common current, the dhara, the prem dhara is the same.
Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, jai jai Shri Radhe.